Primo Levi, an Italian survivor of the Nazi death camp Auschwitz, wrote about his experiences in such a beautiful and human way that his work has inspired people ever since. Now, South African actor Sir Anthony Schur has adapted Levi's memoir, If This Is a Man, into a solo show. Primo opens on Broadway tomorrow. Jeff London spoke with Schur about this deeply personal project.
Sir Anthony Schur has played Shakespearean characters like Richard III and Iago on stage, and historical figures like Adolf Hitler on film. But he says no role has haunted him like Primo Levi.
You know, what's remarkable about Primo Levi's book is that he takes the reader by the hand and says, "Come, I'm going to guide you round hell," and then he does. And in a way, it's what I do with the audience as well. So we go on a very strange and intense journey.
It was my good fortune to be deported to Auschwitz only in 1944.
It's one of those first sentences of certain books that just grabs the reader. But what he carries on, goes on to explain, is that in 1944, the Germans were allowing the slave labor force in the concentration camps to live a bit longer because they were getting short of labor. And so, in a curious way, it was good fortune. It enabled him to survive.
It's sudden, the door opens with a crash, and the dark echoes with that curt, barking noise of Germans in command. A huge platform appears before us, lit by reflectors. Beyond it, a row of lorries. Then everything goes silent again.
Primo is performed in a very stripped-down, almost anti-theatrical style by Anthony Schur, who felt it would be foolish to portray Auschwitz in any literal way. So he plays the author in comfortable middle age, in a tie, sweater vest, and loafers. The stage is bare, with walls suggesting a concrete cell, and the only piece of furniture is a chair, which Schur occasionally sits in or talks to, as if it were another prisoner or a guard. He says director Richard Wilson had strong ideas about creating a performance style based on meeting with Holocaust survivors and watching films with their testimonies.
Richard was observing that they had this enormous experience inside them, but that when they talked about it, it was with a curious restraint. And he felt that that was the way of performing the piece.
Schur says Levi wrote about Auschwitz with an almost clinical precision.
He was a chemist by profession, so had a kind of scientific, analytical observation of things. So somehow in this monstrous environment, Auschwitz, he observes everything, even though his own life is in danger constantly. He's somehow fascinated by it. And I think that curiosity helps him survive.
Everything is still very silent. Silent as an aquarium or certain dreams. We expected something more apocalyptic, but they're behaving so calmly, so reassuringly. They're just like people doing everyday jobs.
He's a humanist. He just has a fascination with human beings and a compassion, an understanding. He sort of understands that even the persecutors, the SS, are not from Mars. They are human beings. And he's constantly fascinated by how they can behave the way they do.
Levi wrote that he survived the horror of Auschwitz through a series of lucky coincidences, making a friend with another prisoner who shared extra rations, running into a civilian worker from Italy who smuggled soup to him, getting assigned to a laboratory in the dead of the winter when 7 out of 10 prisoners died of exposure. He was even lucky enough to get shoes that fit properly, something that sounds tiny, but Schur says had enormous consequences.
If they don't fit, a series of terrible things start happening and they're wooden-soled shoes. You know, they start to become painful, sores develop, you can't keep up with everyone else, you start arriving last everywhere, you get beaten for that, you can't run away when they chase you. And a series of incidents from something as banal as a pair of shoes can end up costing your life.
Over the course of an hour and a half, Schur enacts many terrifying episodes, but perhaps the most harrowing is Levy's description of the selection. All the prisoners are stripped naked and forced to run past an SS officer who decides who will live and who will die. Levy famously wrote that there was Auschwitz, therefore God cannot exist. And this episode is one of the few moments in Primo where Schur deals with the writer's religious questioning.
Kuhn is thanking God because he's not been chosen. Is he out of his senses? Does he not see Beppo the Greek next to him? Beppo, who's 20 years old and is going to the gas chamber tomorrow and knows it and lies there staring up at the light, not saying anything, not even thinking anymore. Does Kuhn not realize that next time it'll be his turn? Does he not understand that what happened here today is an abomination, which no prayer, no pardon, no apology, nothing in the power of man can ever wipe clean again? If I was God, I would spit at Kuhn's prayer.
In the winter of 1945, Levy contracted scarlet fever and ended up in the camp's infirmary. With the Russians approaching, Auschwitz was evacuated. Only the people in the infirmary were left.
Again, it's that curious reversal of fortune. Everyone, they all think the people going on the march are the lucky ones, and left in the camp, you're going to die, and it turns the other way around. The march turns, what's called at first the evacuation march, becomes known as the death march, because almost everyone on it perishes. And surprisingly, the few left in the infirmary survive.
Primo Levi returned to Turin, Italy, and pursued the twin careers of chemist and author. He suffered depression his whole life and, 42 years after Auschwitz, committed suicide. It's something Anthony Schur has had to grapple with as an actor, but he says he sees this play as a story of survival, not destruction.
I don't, in a way, see it as one of the experiences of my career so much as one of the experiences of my life. I thought I knew about the Holocaust, I thought I knew about Auschwitz, but I didn't know anything really, and this has brought me very close to those subjects and to this utterly remarkable man and beautiful writer.
Primo is currently at the Music Box Theater on Broadway for a limited run through August 7th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.